Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We just conducted an opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include your response. Can you be so kind to your opinion and be brief? Now, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political company? Thank you.
No.
Now, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary election for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best described, how would you vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably very likely to vote? Somewhat likely? Not very likely? Not at all likely? Or not registered to vote?
Somewhat likely.
Someone like me. Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, sir, moving right along, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or no party affiliation?
No party affiliation.
Thank you. Now, what is your main racial background, just for a statistical purpose only? African-American, Asian-American, white Caucasian, or Hispanic?
Caucasian white.
Thank you, sir. And is your age between 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
And generally speaking, sir, to the best of your knowledge, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going on the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Well, it's not that easy. I mean, it's not quite that complicated.
It's more complicated
than that. There are some things that I don't like, which have nothing to do with Miami-Dade County. They have more to do with the state. But that,
the state itself.
Yes.
Yes. We can move right along, sir, if you don't want to share your opinion. You know, I know it's more complicated than what it sounds, but we can move right along. I do appreciate your patience. Sir, from the following list, what is the one thing that local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? I know I'm going to read a list, and they're all important, but if you can just pick one for the sake of a research, I would highly appreciate it. Now, the quality of life, like grow and overdevelopment, housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, corruption in local government, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. If you have to pick one.
Traffic and congestion.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, moving right along. Although it's a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describe how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican, or probably vote or lean slightly to the Republican?
Definitely for the Democratic candidate.
Thank you, sir. And moving right along, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Can you please indicate, sir, if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Donald Trump, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion or never heard of it.
Donald Trump? What has this got to do with Miami-Dade directly?
I'm going to mention some public officials in Miami and across the country. And we would just like to know if you have a favorable.
Donald Trump, unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat?
Very.
And how about Joe Carollo? Same question. Recognize the name?
No, I don't.
Okay. Alfonso Alfie Leon. Do you recognize the name?
I'm sorry, I don't. I should be. Usually, when the elections come up, I find that more things. But I don't.
Yes, sir. In other words, there's a lot of candidates that don't have the picture or the commercials out there. And it's just your opinion that matters. Okay. So let me read it real fast. Vicky Lopez, recognize the name?
No.
Okay. Miguel Solomon, recognize the name?
I don't.
Maria Elvira Salazar. No?
I think I do, but let's say no.
Okay. Well, you do have heard of her, but you have no opinion. Can I record that as your answer?
Yes,
okay.
That's correct.
How about Alex Diaz de la Portilla? Do you recognize the name?
Again, he's someone okay. whom I recognize, but I no
opinion. No opinion. Okay. How about Healing Higgins? Favorable, unfavorable? No opinion. Never heard of it.
Never heard.
Okay. And Francis Suarez. Never heard of it.
No, I've met him personally. What are your categories? I mean, somewhat favorable.
We want to know if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Mr. Francis Suarez.
No, somewhat favorable.
Okay. How about Carlos Jimenez? Same question.
I've forgotten who he is. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, sir. Let's move right along.
It's embarrassing. It's because the way I work, it doesn't matter. You don't care, but I work with the rest of the world, so I'm not so involved with local matters.
I understand.
Just say I don't know. I don't
okay.
know.
How about Joe Biden? What's your opinion? Favorable, very, somewhat, unfavorable, somewhat, or very?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, how about Joe Sanchez? That rings a bell?
What, Governor DeSantis? Or
Joe Sanchez.
Joe Sanchez, I'm sorry. I don't know who it is.
How about Fabian Bisevi? Do you recognize the name?
Bisevi? No, I don't recognize.
Okay.
Don't recognize.
Daniela Lavín Cava?
I have no idea.
Okay. And Rosy Cordero Stotts? No?
No, not really.
Okay, let's move right along, sir. Now, you will not be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote, Healing Higgins or Joe Carollo?
I'm not informed at this time.
Okay, and that's fair enough. I know you have to do more research. Okay, but if the primary election for Miami-Dade County, you have to decide today. You're not making a decision, just for the sake of
research.
No.
I understand, but think about my other answers. I don't know enough. I have to familiarize myself with the candidates. I'm really honest with you.
Understood. Were you vote for the following candidates, Yela Higas or Alfonso Alfie de Leon?
Same answer.
Okay. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, Hilly Higgins and Miguel Solomon. Same answer?
Same answer.
Okay. Sir, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Hilly Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of what she's doing as your county commissioner?
I honestly don't know.
Okay.
I haven't looked at it, really.
So let me read a little bit more about Ms. Higgins. You will not be given some statements. And remember, these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, sir, about Ms. Healing Higgins. Can you please indicate, sir, if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Healing Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? And if each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay, here's the first one. Healing Higgins campaigns has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out longtime residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. Will that make you to support Ms. Higgins much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Much less.
Okay. And since Healing Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling, and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. Much more, somewhat less, much less, so it makes no difference to your support.
Well, I would support her somewhat less.
Somewhat less, okay. And Killing Higgins says that she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in traffic and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins caught a bus stop that then an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking an expensive alternative like Uber or Lyft. same question, same option. Will that make you to support her much less? Yes, sir?
Somewhat less, but I would want to know more.
No, of course, and you're going to do your own research, I understand, mm-hmm. and that's mm-hmm. very smart. Now, this is until August 20, so you got plenty of time.
No, I understand, but that's one of the reasons why I'm not able to.
Understand. I just want to know if these statements, you know, what's your reaction to?
Yeah, no,
during these challenging times, Healing Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. Would that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference?
Somewhat less.
And Healing Higgins gave billions of taxpayers' dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed. And Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to a residential neighborhood. Same question, same option.
Somewhat less.
And while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Aileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. Same question, same option.
No difference.
No difference? Okay, thank you, sir. Now, to finish this up, one last time, you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County. And believe me, you made it very clear that you need more information. You had no knowledge of these candidates. But for the sake of our research, so we can finish, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote, Billy Higgins or Joe Carollo?
Well, based on what you're telling me, I don't know enough about Joe Carollo. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Okay, no, let's move on. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, I'm on the following candidates. From who would you vote? Hillary Higgins or Alfonso Alfie Leon?
I don't know.
Undecided? Yeah. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, I'm on the following candidates. From who would you vote? Hillary Higgins or Miguel Solomon?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, sir, just to finish this up, I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? High school, some college graduate with associates, college graduate with bachelor's, four-year degree, or postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Thank you, sir. And, sir, thank you very much. Been a pleasure talking to you. This concludes the survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.